1, if you would. Boy, did we ever more have a breakout last Sunday. Two people received the Holy Ghost. There were renewings. There was inner healing that broke out last Sunday. God could not only heal us like physically, but heal our hearts, heal our memories. If you could bear with this description, heal even our psychology, heal our mindset. And a lot of that broke out Sunday. And we're so grateful. Would you like me to bring Felix Crowder back? Is he something else? Man. What a guy. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty. Can anybody see the concept of weakness in that? Not many mighty. Not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. I want to preach to you about, behold, the weakness of God. Would you lift your hands and let's ask God to speak to us for a few minutes right now. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for this service. Thank you for your help. God, thank you for the anointing that was on our worship team. Thank you for the liberty of the sons of God that's in this house. Thank you, Lord, for touching all of us. Heal somebody. Bless somebody. Feel somebody. Touch somebody. Encourage somebody. Inspire somebody. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for it. Would you clap your hands to the Lord? Hallelujah. And God bless you. We don't celebrate weakness in this culture. We don't celebrate weakness in this culture. As a matter of fact, if somebody calls us weak, we're probably instantly insulted. Wouldn't that be a terrible introduction? And now our weak preacher is coming, who has no convictions, he has no strength, he has no joy, he has no unction. He's coming. And we would like fall out of our chairs. First of all, because we know it's a lie. But what we have by the grace of God. There are no trophies. There are no gold medals handed out at the Olympics to the slowest. There are no gold medals handed out to the weakest. Because we do not celebrate the weak. But I see what God did here in these scriptures. You've got to understand that by his word, he created the worlds. Did you know that when you turn to Genesis chapter 1, you can find this expression? And I went back to check to make sure I remembered it correctly. But 10 times in Genesis chapter 1, it says, and God said. He created the worlds by his word, but he saves that same world by his wounds. Wow. Hallelujah. Thomas was not convinced that he had resurrected. He was not convinced. We call him Doubting Thomas for a reason. He was not convinced by the power of the resurrection, by the strength of the resurrection. Listen to this, recorded by the apostle John. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Anybody understand what that revelation really means? He said something just absolutely, well, prophetic and revelatory. In the Greek, it reads, when he looked at Jesus, it wasn't the fact that it was the resurrection that convinced him. It was the sign of his wounds. Hallelujah. When Thomas saw his wounds and his scars and his weakness, it converted him. God created the world in his strength, but he comes back to save it by his weakness. Oh, come on now. Can you see that? He becomes weak so that you and I can be strong. I know there are people that maybe are sitting here, and sometimes you feel this way. You feel like you're kind of junky, like there's too much trash in your life. There's too much dirt in your life. Remember, he made Adam from the dust of the ground. And the 11 elements of the dust are all found in your physiology. And then he breathed into him, and man became a living soul. So it took dirt and it took the breath. Hallelujah of God. God's not afraid of your dirt. God's not afraid of your weaknesses. Hallelujah. He demonstrates his power where people understand, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. We often think that we are disqualified because of our weaknesses, but he's attracted to us by two things. First of all, our faith. I've preached that for years. How many of you have ever felt like God was a million miles away? Yeah. But when you start believing it, when you make up your mind, I'm going to believe him. I choose to believe him with this lawnmower. I just thought in my heart, I believe you, Lord. I don't know how exactly we're going to do this, but this is your kingdom. This is your church. This is your place. This is your property. And God can take care of what he owns. God can manage when we turn ownership over to him. He can manage what he owns. Oh, praise God. And here we are, and God is already helping us, and he's going to continue to help us, and we give him glory. But in our weakness, we lean into him and discover a proportionate amount of his ability and power released to us when we recognize our own weakness. Woo. He's attracted to you by your faith, first of all. God could seem a million miles away, but the moment you decide, I am going to believe God. I'm going to believe God right now. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have learned that. He's a rewarder. This quarter contest, tell me if you don't remember this. It was dragging along. We couldn't hardly get it off the ground. We couldn't hardly get it launched. And finally, we were brainstorming. Sometimes when I brainstorm, Brother Welch, I don't even get the full storm. I just get a light drizzle, you know, when I brainstorm. But we were brainstorming, and we thought, let's do something really bold. Let's pray. Let's pray over the quarter contest. So we asked God. We did it in the service. We did it before we got to church. Lord, bless the quarter contest. Help us, God. It's just not, it's not launched. It's not working this year for some reason. The next service, we come to do the quarter contest, and the Spirit of the Lord came down on us as a church. Does anybody remember this? Kids were running down here. Young people, anything that God touches, He can take what looks like a total disaster. And when you pray His grace down on it, He will quicken it. He can take your worst failure and turn it around and turn it into your greatest victory. When we lean into Him and pray over whatever it is, God's grace can be released to energize and quicken what we felt was a failure. We couldn't hardly get the service back. It was like a runaway. Anybody ever had a horse run away with them? I've had that experience a number of times. It's awesome. You learn how to pray better than you've ever. Please, Lord, I'm ready to go. I don't want to be on the next loadout. Please, Father, help me. Jesus survived this horse. Hallelujah. It was a runaway. So, I mean, it took us 15, 20 minutes to get the service back. We barely got the service back. What if God walked in here and wanted the service for His own blessing and His own glory, and He just told us, I'm not giving it back until you're ready. I'm taking over this service. That's the kind of church we have. Hallelujah. We didn't let Brother Felix Crowder finish his pretty sermon. He wasn't even halfway through, and we jumped up and started praying people through. We jumped up and started getting healed. This is His church. This is His service. This is His victory I'm talking about. In His name shall the Gentiles trust. It's not you. It's not me. It's Jesus in the midst. So the next service was a Wednesday, and the same thing happened. The thing that was mully grubbing along took off. Again, we lost control. Oh boy, won't that preach. We love the things that we can control. We lost control. Oh, I hunger after church like that, where we lose control. We can't control it. We can't even barely manage it. But God wants to manifest Himself to us in unusual proportions when we realize it's not our weakness that turns Him off. Our weakness attracts Him when we take our weakness and surrender it to Him. Woo! So, He's attracted by faith, but He's also attracted to us by our surrendered weakness. He picked up a guy who was born in the shape of a horseshoe. Brother Oggs's back of his head was touching his heels when he was born. And God touched that little baby. And God began to do some work in him. Anybody ever hear Alan Oggs preach? He grew up to become one of the mightiest preachers we have ever had. Hallelujah, because God was glorified in his weakness. God turned him into a miracle child, and there was an anointing on him that was so exceptional and extraordinary. God was attracted to Alan Oggs because Alan Oggs took his weaknesses, took his physicality, and surrendered it to the power of the Holy Ghost. five times at least I know of that he was on Focus on the Family. Thousands and thousands of responses and requests came forth because this man told his testimony and preached over and over again the famous message, you've got to have a want to. Woo! Now get this. From these satellites, and 50 years ago today, some men walked on the moon. Anybody remember? Some of you weren't even a concept. But those of us that have chronology on our side, hallelujah. I tell people I'm not old. I'm just chronologically gifted. Oh, praise God. I was a Bible school student working at Montgomery Ward's. Believe that or not, that sounds like, wow. Yeah, Montgomery Ward's. And they had it up on the TV. Men, first time in all of history, 50 years ago, this day, talk about breakthrough, walked where no one had ever walked before. I'm telling you, I believe that destiny is on our church. Sister Nicole, destiny is on our church. God's going to lift up our kids and use our young people. God's going to use our young people. Did you know that the Azusa revival, that one of the things that fed the revival, Sister Tiffany, was the young people, after church services were over, started prayer meetings. Yeah. It was young people that God was using in prayer to fuel the Azusa revival, where thousands of people came and were filled with the Holy Ghost, and thousands upon thousands were healed by the power of God in a converted livery stable. Such a weak, inept, lackadaisical, less than charming place. Kind of like the stable in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. He takes what we consider poor. Oh my. He takes what we consider less than attractive. Listen to this, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. He became poor that ye through his poverty might be rich. He became weak. Hallelujah. So that you and I could be infused with his strength. There are people here and you have no idea how you could live a life of righteousness and holiness, and that's just it. You can't do it in yourself. But when you have the boldness, the courage, and the audacity to walk to an altar and say, God, here I am. I surrender my weaknesses. I surrender my addictions. I surrender the whole lineup, Lord. God, of ineffectiveness and broken dreams and nightmares, and I surrender this train wreck to you. Come down here and do something in my life that will bring glory. He'll pick you up and use you. Hallelujah. He'll put a song in your mouth. He'll anoint you to do things you didn't think you could do. You'll write books. You'll write poems. You'll sing songs that you authored. You'll go places you never thought, just like the men who walked on the moon. You'll walk in places by the grace of God and the blessing of God, because you know that it's his blessing. He gets the glory. It's his goodness. I can do all things. One of my favorite scriptures. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Lift your hand. Let's give God a witness. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord. Oh, behold the weakness of God. Behold the weakness of God. You thought you're dirt. You thought your craziness, your failures disqualified you. Let me give you a statistic, and I believe this is accurate. When they look from up in space on the globe, on the earth, when there's a dust storm over the Sahara, they can actually see it. From satellites above, from space stations above the earth, they can tell when there's a storm over the Sahara Desert Did you know that in a year's time, when there is a storm in the Sahara, that there's silt, dust, and dirt that is blown into the air and travels thousands of miles over an ocean, and much of it falls down into the Amazon to fertilize the plants. Hallelujah. You know, some of the most, there are herbs right now that grow in the Amazon that kill cancer. I have some of them at my house. They literally kill cancer. And the plants that come out of the Amazon, but dirt and dust that blows from the Sahara Desert blows across the sea and falls on the Amazon. And that which was perceived to be only worthless and dirt becomes fertilizer. Oh, praise God for amazing plants and amazing medicines. Let me tell you, the stuff in your life, you don't think it has any value. The junk, the trash, the train wrecks. But let me tell you, when the wind of God blows and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When God breathes upon your dirt, it can become fertilizer for the giftings of God. Woo! I wish somebody would dance right now. I wish somebody would jump up and run. I wish somebody would sing. I wish somebody would prophesy. I wish somebody would talk in tongues. God wants to use you in all of your foibles and all of your failures. In Jesus' name, I'm almost done. Behold, the weakness of God. Because of his weakness, you have an anointing. Because of his weakness, you are healed. He humbled himself. Listen to these words from Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Without God's weakness, you would never have been born again. Lift your hand a little. Love on him for a little while. Would you do that? Would you love him and thank him for his grace? Would you love and thank him for his power? Would you thank him for his help, his divine enablements? Hallelujah. Your dirt does not offend him out of your life. Your dirt he can handle. He's going to breathe upon it. He's going to use it for fertilizer. Everything that seemed crazy, all the stacks of the bazaar that have happened to you, he'll use them all. Behold, God and his weakness. Yeah. Why was he attracted to people like the lady in John 4 who had trouble counting her husbands? The woman at the well. But he was drawn to her and so impacted her with her words that she dropped her water pot and went into the town and said to the men. She'd already turned the ladies off. Her flirtatious lifestyle. But the men would listen. And she said, come and see a man that told me all that I ever did. Why was he attracted to such people? Because God is attracted to the weak. God is attracted to the destitute. God is attracted. That's right. Why did he speak to 10 lepers? Leprosy has a terrible stench. It has a terrible smell because it's rotting flesh. And most people ran from lepers. They were like the rejects of society. The law said they had to stand 100 paces away and yell all day long, unclean, unclean. But he approached them and he spoke to them and he said, go show yourself unto the priests. And they knew what that meant and they obeyed him immediately. They obeyed him. And while they were on their way to see the priest, preacher. The Bible says they were cleansed, they were healed while they were on their way to let the preacher look them over. It's not a bad thing to let the preacher look us over once in a while. It's not a bad thing to let the Spirit of God look us over once in a while. But the 10 lepers who everybody else had shunned, he was attracted to. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. How about the little cheat named Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19? The tax collector, the Jews looked upon them with tremendous disrespect. They hated the tax collectors, especially the Jewish ones, because they became tools of the Roman Empire. And it was a special offense to even be in any kind of social contact with them beyond them paying their taxes. And to that little man, the Bible says he was of little stature, he climbs into the tree and Jesus stops and begins to carry on a conversation. Because he was attracted to small people. He was attracted to cheats. He was attracted to tax collectors. He was attracted to broken people. He was attracted to schemers. Hallelujah. Come on down, Zacchaeus. And he calls him by his name. And he'd never officially met him, but he calls him by his name and says, come down. I'm coming to your house today for lunch. Come on down out of that tree. Why? Because God is attracted to weakness. Woo! He uses the dirt in our lives to fertilize miracles. He uses the dirt. He brings a wind and drops it down over the jungle of our lives and grows plants that carry healing and grows plants that saves a multitude from ravages of diseases they cannot solve. Woo! Lift your hand. Let's love on them. In Jesus' name. I'm almost done. Dear God, give us revelation. Hallelujah. Give us revelation. That's why you've got to understand. It's not your perfection. It's not your holiness. It's not your ability that attracts him. For you see, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things. Did you hear that? God hath chosen the weak things, the weak things, the weak things, the weak things. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Yeah. Behold God and his weakness. And because of his weakness, we have a chance. Hallelujah. I was riding with Brother Cornwell. What a man. One of the greatest soul winners I've ever been around. I was in the back of his car when we were preaching there. One of the last places we preached, I believe, before we came here. And I knew that one year when his wife and himself gave themselves completely to soul winning, they brought in 109 people to their church. And many of those people I met and became my friends. Hallelujah. And we're driving around his town, Wichita, Kansas. And he begins to talk about his heart condition. I knew nothing about the fact that Morrell Cornwell has a serious heart condition. He's had it for years. It's some kind of a weird, I don't know if it's called a heart murmur. It's something more serious than that. But it's some kind of a heart condition that if something goes wrong on a bad day, he could die in a moment. And he's lived with that for years. And he just keeps going out there and teaching Bible studies. I know of one town he went to teach a Bible study. It turned into about 55 people. Amen. The size of the Bible study exploded. exploded. And he's teaching 50 some people. That group became a church. There's a church, a one God, Jesus name, tongue talking church there because of that Bible study. But in doing all these exploits, preaching conferences and camp meetings and building a church that runs, I don't know what it runs, somewhere between 1,200 and 2,000 people. One of the mightiest soul winners I have ever been around has lived for years with a weakness of a heart condition. Never brings it up. Never talks about it because he's not focused on it. But God has manifested himself through him in mighty soul winning and mighty harvesting. He is an anointed harvester. But he could have stayed home and said, I can't do this because I'm not feeling well. And I have a condition. And there are reasons why I can't be effective. I'm telling you, there are soul winners sitting here. There are harvesters sitting here in this congregation. If you would throw your excuses aside, your reasons why that you can't be what God has called you to be. God wants to give you a mighty anointing because he is attracted by your faith and he is attracted by your surrendered weakness. Lift your hand if you feel God talking to you. Lift your hand if something in these humble thoughts resonate with you. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, woman caught in adultery in John 8. Why is he even talking to her? It bothered some of the bystanders that he even spoke to her. What was it about her? God is attracted to people and their failures. God is attracted to their weakness, especially Tiffany, especially Tiffany. I want to stop. Come here. What a precious young lady. What a gal. He's fixing to use you in some new ways. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, he's fixing to use you. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Amazing. Child of God. Oh God, we open our doors. Oh Jesus. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Lord. Just felt to tell her that there's a new anointing that's going to come on her. There's a new touch of God that is going to come on her because she loves him and she presents herself to him and she's not worried about the results. She just wants to be used of God. You don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be a graduate from Harvard or Princeton or Yale for the Holy Ghost to use you. Just be willing to surrender your weaknesses. Just be willing to surrender your failures, your perceived foibles. I wish somebody, as they soften the lights, would have the courage to run to this altar and say, dear God, I want to be in that number. I want to be in that group. I want to be among the committed. I want to be among God's army of spiritual vessels. Use, I give you. As Brother Thad sings, as we give you all of our negatives, all of our pros and cons, we know that you are attracted. Hallelujah. Would you lift your heart? I'm going to pray a prayer and agree with you in Jesus' name. Your best days are right around the corner. Your best days are right around the corner. I claim it. I claim it. Your best days. Your best days. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. It's in your word, Lord. Not many wise men after the flesh. Not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Behold the foolishness of God. Behold the weakness of God, that God would humble himself and allow himself
Would you lift your hand and your heart together with me? Behold, hallelujah. Behold the weakness of God. He put himself in the hands of men. He made himself a servant. He became weak so you could become strong. Hallelujah. He was made, as it were, foolishness, that you might be made wisdom. Amen. He walked in what looked like defeat, but it wasn't. It was a glorious victory. Dressed in the rags of pain and trauma. Oh, and he wants to scoop you up in his hands. I love you, Jesus.
1,000 angels around your throne to bring
Brother Sandy,
that will
anoint her, Josh. Anoint her with oil.
Hallelujah from
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh God, I give you my surrender weaknesses.
Hallelujah.
I give you my surrender weaknesses.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let him touch you. Let him, in Jesus' name,
Hallelujah.
Let him wrap his arms around you. In him, in your surrendered weaknesses, you can walk in a new strength. In our surrendered weaknesses, we can walk in a new victory. Oh yeah, the weakness of God, behold, we walk in victory because God humbled himself. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name,
we sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
I worship hallelujah. You. I worship you.
We sing
I worship
hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He wants to use you. He forgives you. He's forgiven you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, walk in it. He's sending mercy your way. He's sending mercy your way. He's sending grace your way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Jesus Christ, the King enthroned, and all the praise yours forevermore. Hallelujah, from here below, and all the praise is yours forevermore.
Thank you,
Jesus Christ,
I can do this.
Throat. All the praise is yours forevermore. Hallelujah.
Now we can then be in Christ. He is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In any man, be in Christ. He is a new creature.
Hallelujah, from here below. And all the praise
behold,
is yours forever.
The weakness of God. Because you made yourself weak, Lord.
What a wonderful
come to make us strong.
When every knee bows before your name,
you come to make us strong.
We will not wait.
You come, Lord,
you come
to make us strong. Hallelujah. Be sensitive. He's smiling on you.
Hallelujah.
He's smiling on you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God is attracted by your faith, but he's also attracted by your surrendered weakness. So God, we surrender the composite list of our weaknesses. God, we surrender our failures. God, we surrender our failures. God, we surrender our failures, our slip-ups. Oh, God, we surrender our backslidings. We surrender our ineptitude. We surrender, we surrender, we surrender. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, God. Jesus' name. Oh, he's touching people right now. Oh, yeah. You can do this. You can live this life. He's going to use you. He's going to give you a personal breakthrough. Wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Reach over and speak a blessing over somebody. Would you one last time? Reach over and speak a blessing. We got prayer happening around the sanctuary. We've got people praying in different parts of the sanctuary. Oh, dear God, lay your hand upon people. Give somebody confidence. Give somebody confidence. Give somebody confidence. Somebody's hopelessness away. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, our King throne. All the praise is yours forevermore. Oh, hallelujah. From here below. All the praise is yours forevermore.
God, dispense power.
Jesus Christ,
your strength. Dispense, Lord, your blessing.
All the praise is yours forevermore.